Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, April 24th, 2023. And as I said, the first hour I'm going to call Total War. The second hour we'll call Deus Ex Machina, the AI deception. So we'll get into that. And what I really want to do is demystify the AI. There's a bait and switch going on. We'll get to that. Let's do the continue. We'll do the phones here for a minute. So go ahead. What were you?
Chris. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about, well, we acknowledge basically that the god of this world, Satan, is the god of this world. And so we get into basically the jinn are smokeless fire. Everybody basically acknowledges this as electricity. But then we get into the AI. The AI is also electricity. And so what I'm starting to bring you up to is that the AI is actually the conduit on which the demonic powers are able to influence the world. And if you go into, you know, God is omnipotent and omnipresent, and so how would Satan do this? How would he be the god of this world? He would do it through electricity. And so just take a look at Skype. Now, I do radio shows, or I used to do radio shows. I don't do them anymore. But anyways, with Australia, within 1 second or 5 seconds, I can talk to people in Australia through Skype. That's impossible. That's not even the speed of light. How is that able to be done through electricity? Then we go on to Chris, who are the most holiest people on the earth? Go ahead.
I don't know. The Amish?
Wow. You are good, Chris. Wow. I'm impressed. You're actually right. But they do not use electricity.
Right.
They do not use any electricity at all. And so when you get into people, what are people actually made of? When you actually start to, you know, break down the physics of people, how our brains work, what actually goes on there?
Oh, that's electricity. We got a lot of ground to cover, so we need to kind of put a bow on this.
No, I want to put a bow on it. The bow is electricity. It seems like that Satan is able to manipulate the world through electricity. That is the big thing. That's the big thing that gets into people's brains, cell phones, Amish.
Right.
I mean,
so
you go on.
To your point, basically, to sort of come to the punchline.
He's the god of this world. In other words, the Bible says he's the god of this world. How does he become the god of this world? He becomes the god of this world through electricity. And now I'm going to get to
AI.
He
accomplished that by the usurpation in the garden. And it is
right.
Affected the way that you're talking about. But to just sort of come to the punchline of this hour.
I want to go to AI.
We need to move on.
No, Chris, AI, what is AI all about?
That's what we're going to talk about this hour. I appreciate your call. We're moving on. I appreciate it. I do. You're preaching to the choir. That's what we're going to do. So to come to the just sort of full circle, the deception works this way. It's the, you know, if you read, don't read it, but if you read Alice Bailey's The Channel, The Received Work, credited to Alice Bailey, you know, the automatic writing thing, which makes you think, you know, when it comes to plagiarism, we hear a lot about the AI, you know, is a plagiarism. They're all plagiarism engines. Sounds a lot like the automatic writing stuff. Anyway, if you read The Externalization of the Hierarchy, which I don't recommend, you see that 100 years ago, the notion was that, you know, with all of this noise and stuff, which is sort of ironic because of the bump we played this hour. Anyway, that notwithstanding, the noise of the First World War was a particular example that was cited in The Externalization of the Hierarchy as being part of an effort to cause a tear or a rent, it was referred to in the space-time continuum, and, you know, allowing this demonic horde to re-infiltrate this realm, if you want to call it that, for, you know, just to simplify. And so the bait and switch that's going on is that has been happening. You see that depicted in some of the movies, you know, like the Superman stuff, the comic stuff, the, you know, these ascended masters, as they are called in theosophical terms, demons that are depicted as these ancient wise characters are going to help us on Earth. Only things never seem to work out well or as planned. So there's this effort to bring those characters here. And as the gentleman is saying, this, you know, advanced technology is a mechanism or the medium, quote unquote, by which to bring these characters and sort of overrun the world. But we're fed this nonsense about artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is just Legos. It's just really fast math. That's all it is. So I want to demystify that. That's where we're headed now. I suppose we should just play the next video. True Stream Media, when seeing and hearing is no longer believing. This is kind of, this feels like the, you know, the scary stuff that we've been fed a lot of this stuff lately with the Elon Musk, you know, all these guys saying, oh my gosh, you know, the genie's out of the bottle. There is no genie when it comes to artificial intelligence and machine learning. It's just Legos. It's just math. But we'll get to that. First, let's hear a little bit of you know, the boogeyman aspect of it. Can we play the True Stream Media video, please?
To that end, let's talk about the Uncanny Valley for a second. I feel like we're personally living there. I don't know about you. It's not something that people have an easy time defining, but you know it when you see it because you also feel it in the place in your brain that activates your fight or flight response. The place in your brain where your nightmares are born. It's when something looks like it's alive, but it's not. And the valley is actually a giant gulf between those two things. Something that's not alive, but looks like it could be. Hopefully not creaking across your floor at night while you're trying to sleep. This includes anthropomorphized things that mimic human traits and emotions.
I invite a friend of mine over to have a little dinner. I can meet him. Here he is, the letter M.
But are not human. And whatever this is. I don't know, everything feels just weird. Everything just feels weird to me. Right now, more than normal, I think everything feels weird. Probably all the time, for the whole of my life. But now, in particular, let me just specify, I feel like everything has gotten weirder to an uncomfortable degree. I mean, we're in that liminal space now, for sure. We still have a vague conception of what normal felt like, and we're grasping at that, but like we can't seem to get a hold on it now. We're just here now, and the train tracks are only going in the one direction, and that's it. So,
and I looked down at the hot dog, and there was a face on him.
And I think the censorship has a huge part to play in making everything feel really phony right now. Because when everything is put into a bubble to support one narrative and all contradicting information and questions about that narrative are suppressed and silenced and blackholed and buried, it feels phony. It feels fake. It feels like it's being top down enforced in a way that, why would it need all of that if it can stand on the merits of itself? You see what I'm saying? If the argument that's being made or the story that's being told supports itself, then it shouldn't be concerned about a few little questions and a few criticisms. But when you silence and shut all that down, you make it feel phony, even if it's not phony. Even if everything that's being said is completely 100% true, it feels fake, because that's what happens. And I think it's really weird, too, that we have people who work in the government and other organizations that are acting genuinely confused about the lack of faith and trust in these institutions following that situation. But once it comes out that you're doing that, trust is earned. You have to give people a reason to trust you. And it's like, these people are confused. Like, I thought trust was just something we extracted from the public, like taxes. Sometimes it feels like I just don't know where we are anymore. We're in that weird middle space between whatever's coming and all the crap that just happened. And you can't go back, and we're not forward yet to whatever it is. I mean, we feel ourselves inching there, but we're not quite there. And everything looks the same, but it's not the same in many respects. And there's just a lot that I can't tell you anymore. Like, I don't know what stage of global oligarchical collectivism it is when they start measuring asteroids and platypi and armadillos. Like, I don't know where that is. What is that? I don't know. We're past personalized ads now. We're to the point where people feel like the internet is interacting back with them in ways that they didn't elicit. The black abyss of that mirror is now staring back squarely at everyone. And people have told me stories about how their phone seems to know what they're going to look for before they look for it. And it's not something they've said out loud. It's not something they've talked about around this technology for keywords being searched out. It's some random thought that's come into their mind. Like, my mother-in-law was talking about this at a lunch a few weeks back. And she said she was thinking of looking up a boat or something like that. And they don't have a boat. They don't shop for boats. They haven't shopped for boats. A boat is not something you buy. Like, I buy toilet paper every week. I'm going to go buy a boat every week. It's just a random thought she had. And she didn't say it out loud to anyone. And then all of a sudden, her phone is trying to sell her boats.
Got something that might interest you.
I mean, starts to feel a little bit like your mind is being read. Okay? And I think some of that is how much data they have on everyone. But some of that is question mark. Okay, I don't know how that's happening to people. It doesn't seem like something that technology could infer. If you're going to randomly think of some totally random thing that you don't think of ever, that has nothing to do with anything you own or are doing, and then all of a sudden your phone is like, hey, you didn't happen to think of this totally random thing you don't think of ever, have you? You want to look that up? You want to buy that? Hey, come here. So, it's people feel gaslighted.
He said I wasn't any litter. He said I was going out of my mind.
You're not going out of your mind. You're slowly and systematically being driven out of your mind.
Why? Why?
People feel gaslighted by this technology at this point, in more ways than one. Sometimes when I go on Twitter or Instagram, I get a taste of just this giant wave of anxiety that's just engulfing society right now. It feels like it's going to teeter everything off the edge of a cliff before we even get to wherever all of this is headed, before we even see where this is all going, right? It's just everyone is not freaking out, but there's a lot of people who are freaking out collectively now in a group. It's at those moments where it feels like the whole world might dash itself to bits if this just continues being held at this level like this. Oh, I'm going to hit the mic. That I have to remind myself to go outside and touch grass. So, but it's in this environment, right, that we're now seeing AI get to a point where it is becoming indistinguishable from reality.
All right, so in the remaining moments here, and there's a lot more. That's just, you know, that's a 7-minute excerpt from a hour and 30-minute video. And you can watch the rest and see a lot of the creepy stuff. That doesn't really get into the creepy mentions. But I think it speaks to sort of what people are thinking, feeling, how they're being led to feel, and you know how the influence that Colin Cummings mentioned. I am Coach Colin. The clip that we played of Klaus Schwab and the five pillars of control, the power of persuasion, people being persuaded, influenced and persuaded. You know, was there a character that tried to do that in Genesis 3? You know, yea, hath God said, nah, you won't die. You shall not surely die. Nah, come on. So what is going on here? And remember, by the way, we didn't play it, but speaking of Klaus Schwab, remember, what we are doing is penetrating the cabinets. We didn't play that. We should have played that. Just to sort of underscore Colin Cummings' points that he made, which is brilliant. Again, hats off to him. So Melissa, when she says, you know, people are talking about the internet interacting back with people, it's not interacting back with people. And not having said something does not preclude, as Harari put it, the algorithms knowing you better than you know yourself. You know, all that's necessary to hack people, he said, remember, we'll play that in a little bit, is to know you a little better than you know yourself. Most people don't know themselves. Does this all sound like warfare? To know yourself, to know your enemy? You know, again, this is familiar terminology, and we are there. It's not mind reading, it's Clark's third law. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. The question mark Melissa mentions is the demonic infiltration that I mentioned. The lack of faith and trust she mentioned is straight out of the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, one of those several ostensibly apocryphal / spurious documents that just keep coming true somehow. But why continue to eviscerate people's faith and trust in their government leaders? Well, obviously, because you're going to keep, you know, that gets to another of those ostensibly apocryphal and spurious documents, Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, outlining three world wars, so that you can keep moving the authoritarian hierarchy, bumping control up and up and up in the pyramidal hierarchy, so to speak, from nations to these interlocking groups to a, well, we played the clip, didn't we? Are we ready for a new world order at the World Government Summit? Do we really need a drawing to spell all this out for us? It's right out in plain sight. It's H.G. Wells' Open Conspiracy at this point. Headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right
back.
Are
you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret. SusannaSecret.com.
Welcome back. Okay, so are we getting it yet? Are people getting it with all of this stuff, you know, like what Melissa Dykes is talking about? Not the reality of it. No, I don't think so. Nope. What people are getting is just the magic, the trickery, the magic trick or the trickery of what's intended, basically, to get. So is AI really scary as being made out to seem? No. It's just Legos. First, though, before we get to the Legos from Daniel O'Connor, let's hear from Harari. Can we play Yuval Noah Harari real quick, please?
There is a lot of talk these days about hacking computers and email accounts and smartphones and bank accounts, but we're actually entering the era in which it will be possible to hack human beings. Now, what does it mean to hack a human being? It means to create an algorithm that can understand you better than you understand yourself and can therefore predict your choices, manipulate your desires, and make decisions on your behalf. In order to control and manipulate you, the algorithms will not need to know you perfectly. This is impossible. Nobody can know anything perfectly. They will just need to know you a little better than you know yourself, which is not impossible because most people don't know themselves very well. Often, people don't know the most important things about themselves. I know this from my own personal experience. It was only when I was 21 that I finally realized that I was gay, after living for several years in denial. And today, I keep thinking back to the time when I was 15 or 16 or 17, and I try to understand, how did I miss it? It should have been so obvious. But the fact is that I didn't know. And that's hardly exceptional. Lots of gay men spend their entire teenage years not knowing, something very important about themselves. But imagine the situation in a few years when an algorithm can tell any teenager exactly where he or she is on the gay-straight spectrum, just by collecting and analyzing data about you. One way to do it, there are many ways, but one way to do it is perhaps just to track eye movements. The computer can track my eye movements when I surf the internet or watch YouTube and analyze what my eyes do when I see an image, say of a sexy guy and a sexy girl walking together hand in hand on the beach. Where do my eyes focus and where do they linger? Now, even if you wouldn't like to use such an algorithm, to hear it from an algorithm, these news about yourself, what happens, let's say, if you find yourself in some birthday party of a kid from your class and somebody has the brilliant idea that, hey, I just heard about this cool new algorithm that tells you your sexual orientation, and wouldn't it be so much fun if everybody take turns testing themselves on this algorithm with everybody else watching and making comments? What would you do in such a situation? Would you just walk away? And even if you do walk away, even if you do keep hiding from yourself, from your classmates, you will not be able to hide from Amazon or from the secret police or from Coca-Cola. As you surf the web or watch YouTube or just walk down the street, the algorithms will be discreetly monitoring you and hacking you in the service of the government or a corporation or some organization. Maybe you still don't know that you're gay, but Coca-Cola already knows it. So next time they show you an advertisement, they choose to use the version with the shirtless guy and not the version with the girl in the bikini. And next day when you go to the shop, you choose to buy Coke and not Pepsi, and you don't even know why. You think you did it from your free will. They know why you did it. And such information will be worth billions. Now, I know, of course, not everybody is gay, but everybody has some secrets worth knowing. Now, what do you really need in order to hack a human being? You need two things, just two things. You need a good understanding of biology, and especially brain science. And you need a lot of computing power.
You know, a lot of computing power. Sounds like Harari got hacked, doesn't it? Not to mention the entire generation of whose parents allow them to have cell phones and social media accounts. Notice also that the beginning of the title of the YouTube video you just heard is The Future of Education. We're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, April 24th, 2023. The first hour was titled Total War. This second hour is titled Deus Ex Machina, the AI Deception. Is AI the threat? No, not really. Is it as scary as it's being made out to be? No, it's a bait and switch. It's deception. That's what we see all around us. More and more, everything is deception. You know, I heard a story over the weekend about somebody found a dollar bill at a car wash or something. And maybe you've heard this story circulating on social media. Somebody found a dollar bill and it was, you know, allegedly laced with fentanyl. And so the person picked it up, oh, you know, whatever, and suddenly fell ill and had to be rushed to the hospital. And I said, that just sounds like a fake story to me. You know, does anybody know the person, the primary source of this? Nobody seems to know this person. And I said, you know, can I see that? I looked at the pictures. It's a perfectly staged photo op. The first picture is of a person's shoes, apparently, and the back door of an ambulance. So you're telling me that your first ride to the hospital in an ambulance, you're going to have the presence of mind after you've been drugged, apparently, to take a picture of your feet. And it's the Streisand effect, in my opinion. And so, you know, the question then becomes, why would someone do that? Well, if you're trying to get rid of currency, you know, it bolsters the trust. You know, don't trust your lying senses, but trust the experts. It bolsters that narrative that we've just come through for the last 3 years. But it also bolsters the cashless society narrative, doesn't it? So it's pretty easy. And then, you know, to sort of reinforce my case, speaking of the TrueStream Media video from which we played the clip earlier, when seeing and hearing is no longer believing, Melissa Dykes mentions the New York Post story about, well, the headline is, "My girlfriend Claudia was really an AI catfish. I feel cheated." So this whole relationship thing, you know, we've seen movies about that, haven't we? You know, oh, I had a relationship with AI. Was it real? No. Obviously not. A lot of ground left to cover. So, you know, what is really happening in this case? What's happening is, you know, Daniel O'Connor will unpack how the AI works. We'll play that in a minute. But in simple terms, the, you know, Clark's third law, the magic trick, works like this. Personality assessment systems, where you have millions of combinations, I talked about that recently. This is why those personality assessments are particularly disturbing. So personality assessment systems plus big data plus supercomputing equals Clark's third law in simple terms. And as Jaron Lanier put it in You're Not a Gadget Manifesto, we degrade ourselves all the time to make machines look smart. I've read from Lanier's You're Not a Gadget Manifesto many times. The Turing test cuts both ways. You can't tell if a machine's gotten smarter or if you've just lowered your own standards of intelligence to such a degree that the machine seems smart. If you can have a conversation with a simulated person presented by an AI program, can you tell how far you've let your sense of personhood degrade in order to make the illusion work for you? And we've been inundated with this prospect for years. So there's that. I told the story. I got to hurry up. Maybe I'll save this. I've told the story many times of Howard Rheingold's Smart Mobs, which was published, I think, back in 2004, talking about a story in the late 90s of an MIT grad student giving his fellow students cell phones on the condition — this was back when, you know, that was still a fairly new thing — on the condition that everything they did was tracked. And I keep telling this story. Now maybe people are seeing why I'm telling it. What that student was able to do within a short period of time was to tell where his fellow MIT students, not dummies, he could tell where they would be weeks in advance with greater accuracy than they could tell themselves. That was purchased by Google. So take that, you know, the continuation of that, Michael Kaczynski's research, Google's selfish ledger, etc., and you can kind of figure the rest out on your own. We need to get to the last clip here real quick. Daniel O'Connor, resist the AI deception, ChatGPT exposed. What is the AI? It's just Legos and fast math. Go ahead, please.
There's a massive diabolical delusion brewing in the world today. One major prong of it is the alien and UFO deception. I've talked a lot about that one already on this channel, and I'm going to have to talk more about it soon, because it looks like what I've been warning about for the last 2 years is now starting to happen, so please subscribe. But that deception itself is one brand of a deeper deception, namely the lie that, in the material universe, there's things other than human beings that can have reason. And that deeper deception is manifesting itself today in another demonic lie, the so-called artificial intelligence lie, that the lie that this so-called artificial intelligence, I should say, is on the cusp of sentience, of creativity, freedom, rationality, or perhaps that it already even has these qualities and features. So in this video, I'm going to prove to you that this is indeed a lie. Now, before we get into that, let me be very clear and acknowledge that this so-called AI, it is extremely powerful. We need to be extremely careful with what it will do. We need to be cautious about what might be coming down the pipeline in its promulgation. There are huge dangers with AI in many realms. Deep fake videos, automated surveillance, automated censorship, automated weaponry even, maybe automated drone weaponry, so many other things. All of these are serious issues, and we need to take we need to be on guard against what this so-called AI may bring about in those realms. But there's already tons of people warning about these things. On the other hand, almost no one is talking about the even deeper and darker deception that's going on with AI, the one that arises from overestimating the nature of this software, which is all that it is. Because in fact, in actual fact, we can be absolutely certain that artificial intelligence is nothing but an algorithm. It does not have reason. It does not have emotion. It does not have self-awareness. It cannot learn. It does not have sentience. It does not have free will, and it never, ever, ever will have any of these things. Only God, only Almighty God, can create a being that has any of these qualities. So in truth, we shouldn't be calling it artificial intelligence at all. There's no such thing as artificial intelligence, just like there's no such thing as artificial human beings. I remember several years ago, maybe, I was discussing this with some of my undergraduate students in an intro philosophy class. One student got really upset. He got upset in the same way I've seen a lot of people get upset with me when I've shown them that there are no aliens. He got upset in a way that I could tell that I pricked a nerve. I smashed something that he had clearly made into an idol in his life. People are idolizing AI. And whenever you smash idols, people get angry. But you need to smash them anyway. Anyway, this student complained. He said, yeah, well, that's why we call it artificial. But his retort missed the point entirely. We can validly talk about other artificial things without succumbing to error. For example, we talk about artificial diamonds. In that context, the word artificial, it describes the process that was used to bring about the diamond, to create it. It was made in a lab as opposed to being mined out of the earth like natural diamonds. In and of itself, though, the diamond is quite real. So to be accurate, we still have to call it artificial just because it's not natural. You know, we had to make it. But there's no deception. There's no inaccuracy in calling it an artificial diamond. Its molecular structure means that it really is a type of diamond. So that's absolutely not the case with so-called artificial intelligence. AI is an artificial imitation of only some of the appearances of intelligence. Namely, it's the imitation of the computational appearance of intelligence. And that is not even at the heart of intelligence. So, AI, of course, is something that's always run on a computer of some sort. So let's think about this. Let me dive into why what I've just said is indeed true. Make sure you don't have to take what I'm saying here just on faith. Think about computers. So computers, this is the architecture on which AI is run. Computers have many components, but anything that you could ever refer to as a quote, AI activity, that's being executed on the CPU, the central processing unit, not in your monitor, not in the speakers or hard drive or cooling fans or anything like that. So the next question is, what is a central processing unit? Three things: memory, control unit, and ALU. So, memory. The memory just stores a bunch of zeros and ones. Nothing too mysterious about that. The control unit just takes this and feeds it into the ALU and brings it back and forth. So what is this mysterious ALU? This fundamental component of the central processing unit, which itself is the only possible place we can ever find or ever hope to find what AI really is. This is where it is. So, this is where, you could say this is where artificial intelligence is located. Now, here's where people who watched too much sci-fi at this point and what I'm saying might be getting really excited. And by people who've watched too much sci-fi, I mean pretty much everybody alive today. So some people are thinking, oh, I wonder what this is. What is this alien? This must be something extraordinary. This must be almost magical. It must be like the Infinity Stones in the Avengers or something. I wonder what ALU stands for. Maybe it stands for Almighty Luminous Universe Force. Nope. It's the Arithmetic Logic Unit. And remember, If there's such a thing as AI, and there's not, the only place you can ever hope to find it is in the ALU. So, what is actually in there? What actually constitutes the entirety of this ALU? Legos. So, it's not literally Legos themselves, but it's nothing that you can't also do with Legos. Had to work a lot with these in my engineering days. I still am an engineer, but when I was more active in that, I had to work a lot with these ALUs. Not Legos, I had to work with ALUs. In fact, I can't help but share here an old promotional video I just found from my alma mater, RPI, Rensselaer. There's me working with a blimp that my teammates and I had to program to follow certain patterns on the ground using optical sensors and chips. So anyway, I've spent way too much time already working with these types of things. But back to the point here. Why am I saying that these ALUs are just Legos, essentially? Because every single thing that an ALU can do can also be done by Legos. It would just be too big to be practical. That's the only limitation here. An ALU is just a combinational digital circuit. A combinational digital circuit is just an input, a logic gate, and an output. So here we are. We're finally getting to the essence of what so-called AI actually is. A logic gate. To be precise, a bunch of them, of course. But what is a logic gate? A logic gate is nothing but a simple circuit whose output is directly determined by its input. It is always fully logically specified by Boolean operations. For example, AND gates, OR gates. Put a 0 and a 1 into an AND gate, you'll get a 0 out. You put a 0 and a 1 into an OR gate, and you'll get a 1 out. Put an exclusive OR gate connected to an AND gate, you've got yourself a half adder. Combine things like this in interesting patterns, and you can make full adders and subtractors and multiplexers and demultiplexers and all sorts of other things. But at no point in this process of piling more gates on top of each other have you ever changed the fact that what you're dealing with is really nothing but Legos, fundamentally. You have never added to the nature of the thing in question. So what these logic gates are in terms of their use has been settled here by what we've just said, but what are they in and of themselves? What are these logic gates? Resistors, transistors, diodes. Basically, that's it. Resistors, they restrict, as their name implies, they restrict the flow of current, which is just electrons. Transistors, they amplify or restrict the flow of electrons, or they just switch it on and off entirely. Nothing mysterious here at all. It's incredibly simple. Diodes, they allow the flow of electrons in one direction, but not the other. All of this is stuff you can do with plumbing, with water. No magic. None of these things achieve anything other than what you could also do with connects. As I already said, Legos, water, copper pipe plumbing. You could make a fundamentally identical thing out of these merely mechanical things. So let's take a look at a quick video clip online to show you that I'm not making this up. You don't have to take my word for this. There's tons of videos like this. You can find them all over the place where people have made their own logical processors using various simple mechanical devices. Here's a guy who made a half adder.
These are Lego logic gates that combine to form a half adder. This is an OR gate built out of Legos. If I do false true, that would be 0 plus 1 would give 1. Likewise, if I did 1 plus 0, I get 1. And so all the transitions are
all here too. Legos. Now, I don't think there's a single person on the planet who would be even tempted to say that this Lego toy that you just saw might have sentience, or awareness, or emotion, or intelligence. Obviously it doesn't. It's Legos. It's several hunks of plastic. But what if I added 10 more Legos? Am I getting any closer by doing that? No. I have made no progress towards creating an intelligent thing, a thing with awareness, or sentience, or whatever. But what if I add a trillion more? What if I add a quadrillion more? Nope. We haven't gotten one iota closer to creating an intelligent thing. Adding up these differences in degree, they will never create a difference in kind.
We're headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. And let me just say, well, hats off to Daniel O'Connor and his unpacking. And he is an unimpeachable witness. You heard him talk about his background a little bit. He knows exactly whereof he speaks. We played his example there, even though you can't see it in this broadcast, for posterity's sake. So people could go search and see for themselves the veracity of his claims. This is not the mystical force that we're being led to believe it is. It's just Legos and fast math. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. The deception is the bait and switch. So AI is nothing more than Legos and super fast math vis-a-vis the arithmetic logic unit, as you heard him talk about, the ALU. But, you know, this, for most people, it's Clark's third law. But remember the story of Howard Rheingold's smart mobs. And, you know, as I said, the personality assessment systems combined with Michael Kaczynski's work that, you know, with more than 300 likes, Kaczynski et al. Could surpass what a person thought they knew about themselves, which is what Harari's talking about. AI just needs to, or the algorithms just need to know you a little better than you know yourself. Ultimately, what we need to understand, I think, is you know, can AI pass tests faster than people? Absolutely. It's after all, in essence, a plagiarism engine. So on the one hand, as Seth Godin says, there's no Prince Charming in this story. There's no rescue boats. No one is coming. But on the other hand, there is a king, the King of Kings, and he is coming with the clouds, Revelation 1:7, very soon. So we all best be getting ready if we haven't already. And if I can borrow from James Corbett's wise admonition, we must stop playing the devil's game. We must stop fighting the devil's war and, you know, ceding our attention, energy, etc., in the devil's terms on the devil's battlefield. I would encourage folks to examine, you know, I'm confident Fred in Iowa would agree with me. Examine 2 Thessalonians 2:7 through 12 and know your enemy. So to close, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Know your enemy. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was edifying and informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.